Psalm 147. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Zion, praise your God, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends forth his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and ordinances to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his decrees. We rarely preach on the Psalms. St. Augustine and Meister Eckhart favour them, but they're largely ignored by most preachers. As people, we read them at Mass, and we have them in the General Assembly and whenever the church gathers to pray. But when we do, we often set them to terrible tunes, and we just try to get past them. We wait for them to kind of end so that we can get on to the reading. And it's not even uncommon that you'll find that the choir director will replace the psalm with some song or hymn of his or her choosing, a thing that we wouldn't get away with if somebody decided to substitute the reading from today from St. John with a snippet that's very, very nice, but not very relevant to the liturgy, from St. John of the Cross. Today's psalm, though, is a beautiful meditation on the strength that can come from faith. Today's reading in the first letter of St. John tells us very clearly that the person who has faith has life, and the psalm finds some kind of strength in that. Maybe if we remove the response from the responsorial psalm and just had it at the end, we might hear the words a little bit better. Sometimes we spend so much time, I suppose, even trying to remember the actual text of the response that we just miss completely the words that are spoken to us. But the sad thing is that if we lose any kind of closeness to knowledge of the Psalms, we lose a very, very valuable link to the man Jesus Christ. You see, these were the texts that Jesus Christ himself would have read. Maybe not in English as we read them, but certainly he would have read them and he would have known them and the ideas would have been second nature to him. They inspired the man. And from the earliest days of the church, we've respected that and we've chanted them in the divine office all the time. These are the texts that Jesus read and even quoted. Priests and religious, most of us are familiar enough that we'd be able to cite quite a number of them by heart. We could probably say most of the morning prayer, evening prayer, night prayer psalms without in our books in our hands. We don't, but most of us probably could. All of us, though, however, outside of priests and religious as well, we'll be familiar with the great psalms, like the 23rd. We'll always know the words of the Lord is my shepherd, or the 51st, where we ask, have mercy on me, God, in your kindness, or the 101st, all creatures that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. But the rest of them, we often just let them flit by, almost unnoticed. And today's, the 147th, is a powerful encouragement to see how we can take strength in our faith and how we should take heart from it. We've been told by St. John that our faith brings life. The psalm lulls us in then and comforts us with a promise that this life is something that is strong and God protects and fortifies those who know him. Faith is something that is strong. And it's important to think of that every so often because faith is normally presented as something that is weak. When I am sick, I pray. When I need work, I pray. When I have needs, I pray. When I'm weak, I return to prayer. I go back. The prayer is almost something that we expect to come out of weakness rather than strength. But faith is actually a strength. It gives us the power to make decisions, to hold belief, to develop standards, to nurture dignity, to direct our lives. It gives us certainty. It gives us a base. It is a rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock.